Armadoxy for today, the Lenten Trinity. Welcome to Lent. Today begins a 40-day period of self-examination and introspection that prepares you for the awesome resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ at Easter, and in so doing, to live life more fully as Christ intends us to. At epostle.net, we have several Lenten programs that are available in our archives. This year, we present to you the Lenten Trinity, 40 days of simple guidance of a prayer, an act of charity, and an element of fasting, based on the instruction given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's read Matthew chapter 6, excerpts from the Sermon on the Mount. "Take heed," says Jesus, "that you do not do your charitable deeds before men, to be seen by them. When you do your charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you. Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret. And when you pray, go into a room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in a secret place. Do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. When you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. When you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you do not appear to men to be fasting." This passage is read in its entirety at the beginning of Lent in the Armenian Church. In its direction, it dispels the common misconception that Lent is a time of giving up foods and or behaviors. The Church Fathers point us to this passage on the Sunday before Lent to direct us to heighten our prayer life, engage more fully in acts of charity and the discipline of fasting. This Lent, I will present you with daily messages that accent each of these areas. Each day I will share with you a prayer, an act of charity you can engage in, and a fasting exercise, including a recipe for a vegan meal, which will be linked to the show notes. Today's first meal is called cream of asparagus soup. And before you hit the buzzer claiming cream implies animal product, take a look at the recipe and try it. Each of the Lenten recipes are provided by Deacon Varujan, carefully manicured for your taste. Welcome to the first day of Lent. I ask you to read the entire sixth chapter of Matthew that I excerpted earlier. You'll find the prayer that was taught to us by our Lord Jesus Christ. "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." I look forward to having you join us tomorrow as we continue the 40 days of Lent.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.